Welcome to Your Best Version, an Erasmus Plus project funded by the European Commission. In this chapter, we will talk about self-regulation and its implications for fostering socio-emotional skills in young people at risk of social exclusion. Self-regulation is the ability to control our emotions, thoughts, and behaviors in various situations. It involves the ability to recognize our emotions and make thoughtful decisions, rather than reacting impulsively. During adolescence, young people experience a period of important emotional, physical, and social changes. In this context, self-regulation helps them to manage pressure, make conscious decisions, and resolve conflicts without giving in to impulsive reactions. Adolescents who develop this skill manage stress better, strengthen their interpersonal relationships, and make more responsible decisions. They also adapt more easily to new or challenging environments, which favors their social inclusion and well-being. Conversely, when self-regulation is not developed, difficulties may arise in controlling intense emotions such as anger or frustration. This can generate problems in their family, school, and social environment, and increase the risk of exclusion if others perceive the young person as unpredictable or conflictive. Fortunately, self-regulation can be learned. Encouraging it does not require complicated tools, but safe spaces, active listening, and practical techniques. Here are some effective strategies. 1. Identify emotions. The first step to self-regulation is recognizing what we feel. Helping young people to name their emotions, without judging them, allows them to become aware and reduce impulsivity. 2. Set clear goals. Having specific and realistic objectives helps maintain focus and reduces frustration. Accompanying young people in this process allows them to organize themselves and evaluate their decisions. 3. Practice breathing techniques or mindfulness. Simple exercises such as deep breathing, counting to 10 or pausing before acting, help to calm down and take distance from the impulse. 4. Develop problem-solving skills. Teaching young people to analyze a situation, explore different solutions, and anticipate consequences promotes reflection before acting. 5. Encourage self-control with everyday examples. Moments such as family arguments, games, or school conflicts can be opportunities to practice emotional control and dialogue. The adults around young people, parents, teachers, educators, or mentors, have an essential role to play. Through example, patience, and empathy, they can guide and accompany the development of this key life skill. It is also important to consider at-risk youth. In many cases, they come from environments with little emotional support or high levels of conflict. In these contexts, self-regulation can become a tool to break negative cycles and create new opportunities. For this reason, educational programs that integrate socio-emotional development, such as Your Best Version, are fundamental. They provide spaces for containment, reflection, and growth where young people can feel heard, valued, and empowered. In short, self-regulation is an essential skill for the emotional and social well-being of young people. It allows them to identify their emotions, make responsible decisions, resolve conflicts, and adapt to different situations in a healthy way. For adolescents at risk of social exclusion, it represents a powerful tool for overcoming barriers and opening up to new opportunities. From Your Best Version, we encourage you to be an active part of this process. As a young person, you can start practicing self-regulation today, and as an adult, you can be that reference that accompanies, guides, and supports. That's all for this episode. Thank you for listening to the Your Best Version podcast, and remember, if you want to be part of the new skills development program, follow us on our Facebook page or visit the website www.yourbestversion.com. Funded by the European Union. Views and opinions expressed are, however, those of the authors only and do not necessarily reflect those of the European Union or the European Education and Culture Executive Agency, EACEA. Neither the European Union nor EACEA can be held responsible for them. This work is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License. To view a copy of this license, visit http://creativecommons.org licenses BY-SA 4.0. Logos are excluded from this license.